Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Leviticus 14, verse 37 to Leviticus 15, verse 18. The Infected Penis Healing Ritual. Take a long bath and kill a dove, because penis. What to do with menstruating women? For God's sake, man, no one is to look at her, touch her, have sex with her, or think about having sex with her for 2 weeks, because this kind of blood is unclean. I really wish I were making this up, folks.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Well, unclean men, unclean women, what to do about it? This week on Geraldo.
Yeah, I think he would have been all over this story.
Yeah. Why hasn't he done this? Why didn't you do this, Geraldo? Oh, that's right, because you're an idiot.
God. Yes, was and still is.
Yes, yes, yes. So we've talked about what to do about the unclean men, because I didn't know that was a thing.
And the women who have sex with them.
And the women who have sex with them, yes. Well, we're going to get more into the what to do with a woman when she is having that time of the month. Shh! Ew, run away! Ew, pads! Ew! Ew, icky!
Yep, it's the only kind of blood that the Bible doesn't revel in.
No, it hates the blood that come out of women. You know, and I think the reason why is because all women get this, you know, and so it's not special blood. It's only special if you have to kill somebody or kill something to get it, and then it's special.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about what to do with women today. What to do with them when they menstruate.
That's just...
Connie's right. Going, oh, I just... I'm going to do the Donald Trump thing. Getting blood out of wherever. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Oh, 15, 19. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even.
What the fuck bullshit is this? You can, if someone is menstruating, or if a woman is menstruating, well, somebody, it would have to be a woman, I imagine. If a woman is menstruating and I go and shake her hand, and, you know, yes. she in modern times, you know, I'm sure she's washed her hands and whatnot. If I go up and shake her hand, I don't know if she's menstruating. Unless she goes, hey, by the way, I'm having my period. Oh, thanks. My touching her, giving her a handshake, a hug, or anything like that is not going to make me unclean. It doesn't. The blood doesn't shoot out of her uterus and cover me in blood. That's what they make it sound like. It's like, oh, she's dripping, apparently. Didn't they not have anything to do or to handle this situation? I mean, really?
I don't know, actually. That's a really good question. I've always wondered what women did. I mean, in some cultures, I think some Native American cultures, for that week, a woman goes off and has her, there is a menstruating tent. And
I remember hearing about that.
But it's not necessarily because of unclean, just during that period, they rest.
Yeah.
It's actually elevated.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's, I imagine it, you know, it's, and plus it gets the ladies out, so it's like, oh, why did you put that over there? You know the spears belong this way. Sorry.
Well, there's really no way of hiding, even if you have, I don't know, some special underwear or rags or whatever. And obviously, you know, that's something that you can't hide that something's happening. But
right, exactly. I have no idea. I'm kind of curious how they handled it. I mean, other than this way. I mean, this is really just so bizarre. 15:20, and every thing that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything, also that she lieth upon shall be unclean. You just said that.
No, sitteth upon.
Oh, sitteth upon. I'm sorry. Everything that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. And forever? It's like the other thing. It's like the guy, if he's has an issue, that thing is unclean. It doesn't say for how long it's unclean, just unclean forever, apparently.
They might elucidate a little bit here, but let's see, 15:21. And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
Oh, Christ. So if I actually touch something that she had her cycle on, then all of my clothes suddenly become dirty. I wonder how many people, you know, it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder if somebody did something that's like, hey, I'm not going to wash my clothes. I wonder if anybody's going to tell because I'm not going to touch. I'm going to wash my hands and just see, hey, see if anybody, you know, notices that I touched a lady and or touch a lady thing stuff there accidentally and I didn't wash my clothes. You know, because there's always somebody that's going to go, I wonder if.
Well, the level of fear and hatred of women and that this would create is kind of staggering.
It is. It really is. 15:22. And whoever toucheth anything, well, they separated the words again, that she sat upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. So if you accidentally sit down where a woman has been menstruating, then you can't sit in there anymore. I remember hearing this atheist lady. She was in the military and she was a jet pilot, and they got really upset because she was menstruating at the time. It's like, you can't throw away an entire jet, much less the seat, because that stuff's like built in. You just can't do it. It's so they had to. They would do all the, and they had to go into like Arabian territory, whatever, for yeah. You know, for whatever reason, and they were just like pissed off the fact that there was a woman in the pilot seat. So I thought that was funny as hell.
Well, 15:23, and if it be on her bed or on any thing whereon she sitteth, when he toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the even.
Apparently, okay. Because that's how that works again. Still, it's always until the evening, and then all of a sudden everything's fine. It's fine.
The what does the Bible say about menstruation? Is a little sidebar.
Yes.
Menstruating women are unclean and sinful. Anything that they touch is unclean. Anyone who touches anything they touch is unclean. Stay completely away from them, and for God's sake, don't even think about having sex with them.
Yeah, we haven't even got into the sex part because that's next, actually.
And and then there's one more thing. It says calling someone a menstruous woman or a menstruous cloth is one of God's favorite insults.
Really?
Isaiah 30:22, Isaiah 64:6, Lamentations 1:8-9, Lamentations 1:17.
Wow.
Jerusalem is a menstruous woman. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned. They have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backwards. Her filthiness is in her skirts.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
She had an accident. Oopsies.
Well, actually, Isaiah, here, we are all as unclean thing. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. That is talking about menstruation rags.
Wow. Okay. So the whole thing about the God not liking people is like, everything you do is like a filthy rag. That's where that comes from.
That's what it's talking about.
Wow. I never knew that.
I know I'd heard it. Now that I saw it, that's why I need to read this because I'd forgotten that.
You know, when I always heard the filthy rag things, I was like, okay, it's like something you had just used for cleaning up. Not like this.
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact is that they're using, the fact is that the blood is so sacred to them, except for the fact is it's not when it comes out of a woman. That's the filthy rag. Holy shit. I wonder if more women don't know that they're talking about, hey, you're the filthy rag they're shoving up inside themselves.
I think that I think that that's actually a really good point. We should make more of a point of examining this. And just as a woman, all right, when women menstruate, that's actually part of the life cycle. That's what gets me, is that this they want to say how awful this is, but part of the reason that the uterus is lining itself with blood is that in case a woman becomes pregnant, and that lining is what nurtures and feeds the child for the 9 months. So that's actually a good thing.
Yes, exactly. You know, and the thing is, I had known this lady a number of years ago, and she said that when she was having her period, that God was cleaning her out for the next time. I'm like, what?
Well.
Well, that was like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I wanted to go, no, that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
No.
You can believe that all you want. That's not a thing. That's just, no.
All right.
I
That's
actually had this, I
sorry.
actually had
Oh, go
this,
ahead. Sorry.
I used to have this funny song about woman. She was talking about her about menstruation. So it was I wish I could remember the name of it. I don't have it anymore, but it was really funny. Anyway, we're going to talk about don't have sex with menstruating women, apparently, because that's completely verboten. I mean, some guys like to do that. Some women like that too. I mean, hey, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. It's not my thing, but
It can help ease cramping
Yes, it
and
does. No, you're right.
so,
It can
yeah.
ease cramping. It can absolutely ease cramping. I mean, if there's that little time when there's the little window, but that's fine. But
I don't like going into great detail, but yeah.
yeah.
So
No, I get you. I get you. I get you. 15:24. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean. Okay, so it her flowers be upon him? Her flowers. It's not a vagina, it's a flower. This is
Is
they
her
don't
woo
they are so
her
afraid of
pee on her
women.
woo-woo and his pee-pee and
They are so afraid of women, they can't say the word. They don't even know what to call it. It's like her flowers, because it blossoms out like a flower. And then he'll be unclean for 7 days. Even if he takes a bath. No, that's not how things work.
If you can't use the right words, you're not mature enough to have sex anyway. So just
Exactly.
stop it.
Exactly.
We do have a new contradiction.
Oh, we do have a new contradiction. You're right. It says, how should a man who's had sex with a menstruating woman be punished? Now, here it says, well, he just needs to be set apart for 7 days. I can imagine the people who are doing this, because sometimes I like to do this. They aren't telling anybody. There's like, hey, I had sex with my wife last night and she was on her period. Ho,
They
Who
come
would do it? I
prepared.
don't. Who does this? Anyway, in Leviticus 15:24, he's just supposed to be set apart for 7 days. Now, later on in Leviticus 20, the same goddamn book, it says he and the woman shall be cut off from among their people. Apparently, this was getting to be so bad that it's like, I told you not to do a thing, but oh, I'm gonna throw a fit. You're expelled. No more. No more of this shit. No more. You can't be part of our group. You go over there with the perverts.
I would say we should read that, but we'll get to that when we get to 20.
Yeah, we'll
The
get to 20.
wording on this one, Leviticus 20:18 is pretty
Oh yeah, it's pretty
crazy.
it is very awful. That's why I decided I'm gonna wait till we get to Leviticus
Yes,
20:18.
yes.
So.
Abnormal vaginal bleeding.
Yep, that's next.
Okay, 15:25. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, then she shall be unclean.
So if she ha sometimes, these things, they go a little longer. I mean, it's just, it happens. It's not.
Usually it's because a woman has cysts, or there's actually a problem.
Yeah.
This is not a good thing, but let's just blame her. It must just be that she's unclean.
Or she sinned. That's it. That's yeah. what happened, Connie. She sinned. That's why she has to do a thing now, because she's apparently a very sinful woman, because her period lasted longer than it was supposed to. 15:26, every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation, and whoever she sitteth upon, she sits on? Wait. And who? Whatsoever. I thought you said whoever. Like what? I misread that. I need new glasses. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation.
Awesome, blaming the victim. 15:27. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even.
Jesus Christ. Now we're going to talk about the post-menstrual ritual atonement sacrifice. So if you get to that age or you stop having your period. Well, women do anyway.
Oh, no, this is just after your period.
Oh, just after the period. I'm sorry. I mistook that for like, when you get older.
Yeah, I see what you thought it was. Once you're done with your period, this is how you make everything okay.
Yeah, we make everything okay for the next 3 weeks, and then we got to go through all this shit again. It's all your women's fault, Connie. 15:28. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. Okay, so we have to wait another 7 days after that. So two weeks. So she gets to be a part of the society and community for 2 weeks out of every month.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's just brilliant.
15:29. And on the eighth day she shall take unto her two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
What a scam! Because they know every woman's going to have to do this every month.
Yep.
This is such a scam. Oh, women have a thing that happens every month. We've been watching. We've been figuring this out. If we make them bring stuff to us because of this, you know, their issue, quote unquote, then we're going to have shit to do all the time, because these women, they have it at all different times of the month. So, you know, they're not all at the same time. So we're going to be doing this like every day. We're going to have job security.
Well, by limiting the time of the month when she can have sex with her husband, they're pushing it closer to the time of her fertility.
Mm-hmm.
She's, during your period, it's like it's nearly impossible to get pregnant if you're having a period. But not to say it can't happen. But that's the other thing I look at this and see is that, yeah, they're increasing the fact that this woman's going to be barefoot and pregnant for the better part of her fertile life by doing this.
Okay. All right. 15:30, and the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanliness. She didn't sin. She's having she had a period. It's a natural event. Their imaginary sky wizard, their imaginary sky wizard made everything. Then it made her have this period every month. Mm-hmm. But it's a sin. So they're saying that the thing that their God has made is now sinful. Am I reading that wrong, or am I thinking about this wrong?
I don't think you're thinking of it wrong, but when the problem is that original sin, the only reason that God cursed them was that they sinned. So it's their fault.
Because one woman. So everything happens because one woman, so she's going to have this period because of supposedly one woman. You know, this whole book doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No. But then again, the simplicity of the people who believe like this, who believe in original sin, is that if you can knock that if you can knock that cornerstone out, then you could keystone out, then you can see the rest of it fall.
Right.
That did for me. So
yeah.
15:31. Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness. They that die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them.
I'm sorry, what the fuck are they trying to say there? I don't even understand that line. It's all word salad. They defiled my tabernacle. I mean, what does this mean? That the fact is that some of these women walk in there and they had their period and they didn't realize it and they got blood on the floor that's already covered in animal blood.
Women can't go in the tabernacle. They can go only be in the outer court.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's true.
They
forgot
only
about
can
that.
Go to the door. But let me look at that again. Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness. They that die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them.
I don't understand this line. I really don't understand this line. It doesn't make any sense. I can't figure out the context of it. It's like it doesn't belong here. It was like it was added later on.
As long as you don't die in your uncleanness, then you...
Does that mean if she's having her period and she dies suddenly, then she's defied the... defiled the tabernacle or somebody else's?
Actually, this is summing up everything about leprosy, about men's emissions, and about women's periods. Mm-hmm. Just to say this is how you... this is the summary starting here.
This is just...
So it's not referring just to menstruation.
Okay. All right. It's just so bizarre. 15:32. Yeah. This is the law of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goeth from him and is defiled where within.
15:33. And of her that is sick of her flowers.
Oh God.
And of him that hath an issue, of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. So, sorry, this isn't about leprosy, but this was summing up all of the male and female bodily fluid stuff.
This is what to do with your bodily fluids that come out of your flowers and out of your flesh. Because we can't say penis, and we can't say vagina, or woman part or man part, because we got to color it in colorful metaphors. So not to offend anybody.
Because we, heaven forbid,
and what is she,
the temple get defiled, right?
Yeah, and what is this, and of her that is sick of her flowers? I am so tired of having this period. Oh, we'll just stuff shit up there and they won't have it anymore. That'll work, right? Right? I've heard women say, "Oh, I wasn't a lady, so I wouldn't have these issues," you know, because that's, you know, that's a thing. I've heard people say that, but I mean, just like overall, things like that. I'm supposed are irritating, you know. There's little things about my own body that just irritate the piss out of me, but I just like, I don't want to be a certain thing because of this, but that's just me. You know, everybody has their own issues, I guess. This book is just so bizarre and just so far. It's just so far removed from reality. It's not even funny. We have a little bit of time left, so we're going to get some out of Leviticus 16 in today.
16:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they offered before the Lord and died.
Oh, no, they died.
So now we're going to play a little catch up here.
Now we're going to play catch up with the death.
God's going to send a sympathy card? Or?
Yep, I guess he's sending a sympathy card. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard your kids died. You live forever, Moses, but your kids died. Sorry.
Aaron, yeah. You know it was their fault, right?
Yeah, it was
Aaron.
Your fault. You know, they were touching themselves. And I saw it. I saw it for like several hours, and then I did something about it. I was a little busy myself at the time. God's gay. 16:2. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all. I'm sorry. The fact that we just read about ejaculation, just it's still holding in my brain here. That he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, the toilet seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. What?
So tell Aaron, you know, warn him, hey, yeah, you know, if you do this wrong, you're going to die too. Die screaming like your sons. So make sure you notice whether God's cloud is on the tabernacle. You know, don't go in at that time.
Right. Wow. I really wish they would get away from this fucking volcano. I'm still screaming at him going, get away from the volcano.
I'm kind of wishing they'd gone closer, but.
You know, yeah. Well, yeah. Jump into the volcano. Please, all of you, just jump into the volcano. And then you guys can be real close to God then.
16:3. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering.
More death. 16:4. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and the linen mire shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water and so put them on. Again, he has to be told to wash in water.
And I'm sorry, this is how many times he's been told exactly what he's supposed to wear when he goes in here.
Right.
This isn't the first time.
No, it's not the first time. This is like the second or third time they've been told, say, hey, you have to wear these things in there because God doesn't like you to go in there, you know, in these garments because, well, reasons.
Let me just throw something out here, by the way.
Sure.
I don't have anything against the, you know, Jewish people. I don't like religion, so it's their religion that I want to die.
Right.
And if it takes a few minds going along with it, you know, it can't be changed, so be it.
Yeah.
anyway, everything might have been a lot better.
Yeah, I think it would probably have been a lot better if we had gotten rid of this religion
a long time ago. Well, because it's one of three monotheistic religions. 16:5, and he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering.
16:6, and Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. Okay, the house is sinning now too. Great. Everything sins, Connie. The house sins, the goat sins, the sheep sin, my penis sins, everything sins. Yay,
women's flowers sin.
And the flowers sin, too. Can't forget the flowers. The flowers are sinning.
16:7, and he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
16:8, and Aaron cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. I thought lots were not available. I thought gambling was not something they like to do, unless they mean this in a different manner. I don't understand.
I thought he'd be flipping that coin thing, but
yeah,
he was supposed to be throwing the bones, huh?
Yeah, maybe he was supposed to be throwing the bones. Yeah, I that still floors me. The fact is that this whole thing comes down to a goddamn coin toss.
Yeah, yep. 16:9, and Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering.
Oh, more killing, more death. 16:10, but the goat on which the lot fell to be on the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement for him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. Okay, so they are still using this goddamn coin. So if the scapegoat gets the right thing, wins the coin toss, and it says, oh, you get heads or tails, I forget what the exact language was for each side. Mm-hmm. If you get
Uma Thurman.
No, she has nothing to do with this. But if the goat gets the lucky toss, he gets to go live out in the wilderness for all his days until somebody else finds him and offers him up for a sacrifice. So I wonder how many people are following these goats around saying, no, that goat is not the sin offering. You can't make it a sin offering anymore. It won the coin toss.
Let's just let this domestic goat free.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
16:11.
And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. Oh. I thought he already did that.
I thought he already did that, too. Okay. 16:12. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil.
16:13. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, and the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony that he die not. Make sure you don't wave it around funny, though.
Yeah, don't wave it around funny, because if you do it in a circular manner, God doesn't like that. You just got to be waved back and forth.
God doesn't want you twerking with this thing.
Right. You know, this whole thing about waving the incense around, I'm wondering where the Catholics get it from, because I've seen footage.
Yes.
I've never seen this in myself. I've seen footage, right, where they have the altar boys carry these lamps, and it's like smoking, and then they like wave it back and forth, and it's like, don't wave it really fast, just gently rock it back and forth so the smoke comes out. I'm wondering if that's where they get this from.
Yeah, and then you have a priest walking around with a censer on a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 16:14? Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward, not westward, not southward, eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle the blood with his finger 7 times, because that's important.
Well, eastward is where the sun rises.
Oh, that's true.
So
if it's eastward and that's where the sun rises, which I have to admit for just a brief moment I didn't even think about, then they're not only volcano worshipers, they're sun worshipers, S-U-N type sun worshipers. They're worshiping the fire that's in the sky and the fire that's under the ground. So they're worshiping. It's not just volcano worshippers; they're fire worshippers at this point.
Yeah, well, because the sun gives heat and light, and so they probably are thinking that same thing about this volcano.
Yeah, you know
this is God come down.
Yeah, you know what? I lost track of time. I got so much into this, I lost track of time. We're actually past our 30-minute mark. I'll tell you what. We will be back next time with more of this fascinating crap. And believe me, this is crap. But
I'm feeling a little flush myself.
Yeah.
Oh.
But don't flush us over on Twitter. Please don't flush us on Twitter over ABANW podcast. If you want to flush some money, this is the direction you want to flush it to, is flush it at us. Over at patreon.com/dirty money.
Yeah.
Give us your dirty, dirty money. Over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And if you don't have any money, just go over to facebook.com and hit that like button at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And we have a blog page over at abandnw.wordpress.com, which you can find all the links to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and YouTube. Please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us. And if you want to, you can send us an email with any comments, questions, love, or hate mail, and send it to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.